press the record button. These are the ones that they'll be introducing the two industry tasks that we have. And but before we do that, I want to introduce you to the regular first task. And the regular first task is about back to that. So designing for or designing a introducing these methods in here, and the book is called Spatial User Experiences. Okay. So first, before we can clarify those four terms that are your, well, target criteria for this game, we must clarify what is a user experience, okay, and how can we design for a user experience, which is not clear as you might think, okay? Well, well, dig into requirements engineering, you start want, and then you start with these developing models like V model or waterfall model or whatever you want. But before you do that, want to use design methods. Okay, that's what they're designed for. Okay, so that's where we are, and so this is a domain which is not strictly software engineering. Now, back to user experience. So what is a user experience? Certainly that is also a term that is informally defined. So, user experience is a I'll continue. And opposite to acceptance would be reactance. That's the most psychologically measurable reaction on behalf of the user. So during use, we are faced with a problem. Totally unusable, we can be more or less sure that the user experience in all would be negative. Okay? So you as game designers are in the position where you want to maximize the positive aspects of user experiences, because as we know, games are about entertainment, about positivity in almost all cases, right? So that's what this is all about, right? So and two quotations. Although unusable products will not necessarily be pleasurable, products that are not usable are unlikely to be pleasurable. Okay, so that's understandable. And experience design is concerned with all the issues that go into providing an engaging and enjoyable experience for people, both in the short and longer term. Okay, so we're dealing with aesthetics. How does that look like? Pleasure, emotional engagement, in terms of the product and the service that now, as a zeroth assignment part, I recommended you some chapters in a book by Banyan, and the book is called, User Experience Design, and there are several chapters that will just repeat what you might know about these things. What is usability? What are aspects of usability? And all these things, so it goes into depth about these terms. And so this is completely free to you. If you want, you can read about that. Okay, so that's the zero optional task. Now, theoretical version of that book, where this is just the more practical version. Yes? Designing interactive systems. And as I said, I will put online the respective chapters, like 1 to 5 and 9, if I'm not completely mistaken, right? And so there's a theoretical version, and the author is Bill Buxton. And this is a bit thicker, has a lot more text, and this is more like with images, right? Lots full of images, right? So the book by Buxton is, has a subtitle, Getting the Right Design or Getting the Design Right, which are two things, okay? So before you start, more or less vague problem specification, okay? And let's assume we have a utility function. Utility functions are something that we will encounter a lot of times during this lecture, and this is just a mathematical abstraction of, as it says, utility. And in this case, it encompasses all the parties that are involved in the game. Now, there are certainly ideas or designs, as I should say, that are more or that have a higher utility than others. So in this case, if that's the whole utility function, this idea 5 would be the one that's optimal, so it has the highest overall utility. However, as you can see, there's a lot of local optima. Okay, so in our case, there's a lot of mobile social games that you could, in principle, design. But the question is, what is, in a sense, the best? And the best with respect to user experience as a total, encoding of utility, okay? So If you already devised a certain design, then, as I said, software engineering kicks in. However, how do we kind of explore that space, right? You might say, okay, good. Well, I start here. I have a rough idea, and then I try to optimize this, okay, like for idea one. You know, like we have more or less original ideas about the game. Maybe we can let people say, like, hello to each other. Yeah. So that's certainly not a very cool idea, right? But you can do that right. Yeah. So the right design it's not probably the right design, but if you say, okay, that's what I want, I can get this design right by giving it a nice UI, by giving it a high performance, and everything is nicely thought out. So you're optimizing here these local utility functions. But we're more into something like that, right? So we want to explore the whole space. During the design process, you would have, first of all, a start where you would generate as many ideas as possible, and then you would reduce this large number of ideas via decision making, okay? And the degree of elaboration, yeah, so the degree of very typical sort of diagram that you would also find in the period. No, it's not right. Brainstorming is where lots of these techniques like six-head thinking method and all these things are formalized and available on the web, right? So creativity processes are also formal processes. And reduction in terms of your something that the brain actually likes, although you might, as a person, think it's not very favorable. But then in that reduced space, you can be much more creative. And that's why these sketching methods are methods, right? Although they give you a lot of degree of freedom. Good. Now, having said that, in essence, we're in something that's called the design funnel, okay? So first of all, you have these concept generation phases with a lot of initial ideas, and then you reduce that via selection, rating, putting together other ideas, and so on. And in these last stages, you would have a very fine-grained specification of what you want to do, and that's hopefully the one that optimizes the ideas best. Okay, so you're having a search process, like in simulated annealing or something, where you would kind of explore all the ideas and then refine them until you have a local output. Okay, so that's what we're in. You might wonder how And, well, that's just a very rough specification of an idea. So the purposes of that is to kind of they can tuck their ideas to that drawing, okay? And in contrast to that, a prototype is a much more concrete design specification, so way more to the right of the design funnel. So the goal is to end up with a more or less formally specified prototype, yeah, which can conclude mock-ups, which can conclude part implementation. So whereas sketch is just evocative, a prototype is more didactic. It shows you how then to realize it. So a sketch is suggestive versus a prototype that's more descriptive and so on, right? So in for a sketch, we want to explore, we want to ask questions, we want to propose and provoke, whereas the prototype is, as it is more to the right of the design funnel, it's more like an answer, like this is the design we want to end up with. And then software engineering kicks in. We can do all these V-model stuff. We can do diagrams and UML and start implementing it, okay? Good. Now, this the 10 plus 10 method is a way to a location-based mobile social game. Yeah, doesn't need to be very formal. It's okay, but you need to know what you're talking about. Then you're supposed to create 10. Concepts. And then reduce the number or repeat if you're not satisfied, right? In our case, we assume that we are satisfied and choose one most promising concept right away. Yeah. So each team member is of these six persons is supposed to the most promising concept, we would then want to produce 10 detailed sketches, okay? So of this best idea, we want to produce 10 details or refinements or variations, okay? So that in the end, every one of these six comes with his 10 sketches, okay? Then you're supposed to discuss that in the group, select the best of these, and then produce 10 refinements again, okay? So all in all, yeah, it's like from the point of view of each member, it's like having to do 30 rough sketches. And a sketch can be really something like that. If you know what you mean by it, it's okay. It's not about being like a graphical designer, yeah? It's just an aid for your brain and in your group. As long as it works there, everything is fine, okay? Good. So how can sketches look like? Thank you. Like that, yeah? So these are rough ideas. They don't contain any technological specification of any kind, okay? This is just a sketch. And for sketching, we have a lot of cut professionally, just take it with your iPhone. Okay? So, good. Good, that was that. So we know, we have a rough idea what sketches look like. And in the book, naturally there is that slightly more detailed characterization, but only very slightly so. There's a lot of pictures in there and very few textual elements. And this is a 250 pages in a group is that since you're six, you can split up this book or the slides into six sections, make one of them an expert for, let's say, part two, and communicate the rest to the others. That's perfectly fine. We don't need to be formal in that case, right? So don't take too much time when you work yourself into that It's a matter of very few hours, really. And on the other hand, if you say, oh, come on, maybe you think it's 2 hours, but for me it's 8, okay? I would turn it around and say, don't take more than 2 hours. Grasp what's possible in 2 hours, and then you're fine, right? So limit this with respect to time. Now, sketches are something that kind of stand on their own, right? One sketch, one idea, or one sketch, one detail. Now, as you know from game design, probably, sketches of situations and interactions with the devices, and textual annotations. And here we see something that's hand-drawn, yeah, with a medium amount of artistic talent, I'd say. I don't know if there's an expert. But you could also do this differently. Instead of drawing, you might do something like that. Okay, so you might... You could amend this and, kind of make this more expressive by using indexed storyboard. The home screen actually could be, right? So that's an index diagram. And what you can also use is overview maps, right? So if you have a complicated state diagram, which you explain separately, then you can refer to that complicated state diagram by making clear, okay, so that's the state we're actually in. Again, a sketch. And then you'd have state transitions between those states, right? So who has already worked with storyboards? Maybe there's something that you think could have been a storyboard. Don't take that too formalistic. I mean, a storyboard is anything that looks like this, right? So we don't want to be too specific what is a storyboard and what's not, okay? So the second subtask actually is to refine your designs from the first stage into a storyboard, right? That is the second subtask, okay? Now, going back to this paper flow, thank you. In that YouTube video, you can produce very primitively looking movies. Sword and then it's done. Okay? That's something you can explain, you can just make clear with your sticky notes. Okay? And that's the third task that you're supposed to do. Okay? Good. Now, of location-based mobile social games, right? And there's three or four. We don't want to do it that way. Want to use. So a situation certainly has long-term elements, like, for example, a social situation. You are a person that has a certain personality trait spectrum. You are a person that has long-term bonds. situations. Now, since context is a lot of things, we would have to break this down. So, first of all, we would have context that's induced. Accept as a location. Yeah, so technically a region in space. Okay, so location based is any application that makes use of this And that's more like a short-term individual context, right? And there's also other individual contexts more secretive, seclusive. And, well, there's different personality traits that you can measure with questionnaires. And there's also people that do research on how to kind of respect these personalities in the computer application, right? So 21st century applications are way more user-centric. Now, that was that. Now, what is social? As I said maybe yesterday, context is about the person you're currently in. We have souls to play. We have all of this time, souls to play. situation, which would be the same in forces that force you in a certain position. It's also part of the short-term social context. And the game you're supposed to design possible here. You can also produce are a bit different in that they produce side effects that are not particularly useful for the gamers themselves, but that produce a side effect that can be used by a larger community. For example, and let them produce side effects. Good. So, to sum it up,
I think it's Friday.
That is checked in on GitHub by the deadline. Yeah. So the tutors will just check that out, and that's that. Fine. So I think we can have, since the slot is up to until 10, so we still have enough time. We can take 5 minutes for.
Thank you.
Who doesn't know what an industry task is? Okay, good. So still two of them. Yesterday I explained that introduce that. Good. So AAA, where do we have it? Okay, good. Good. Oh, sorry. Good. So you're free. Which one? Like this? Good. Perfect. So So I have two headphones now and two microphones, which is a little bit strange. But anyway, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that you're still all awake. And thank you for the info for me also, which I could hear now. I just start about telling you about WAMO, what it is and where it comes from. So
Concerning my person, I am originally from Munich. I went away for 10 years studying media art in Leipzig. It's a city south of Berlin. I did some web stuff, interaction installations and stuff there. And then after 10 years, I came back to Munich. And I brought something, spleen to do a creative event in Munich. And I searched for people who are doing something like this, but I didn't find them because, I don't know, everybody was working and earning money. And I thought, okay, so this city needs a creative event. So I started with some guys to set up UAMO. It's a gemeinnützige Verein. I don't know the English word. It doesn't matter. It's a kind of organization who is organizing one time per year a big festival in Munich on 4 days where there are coming around, I don't know, 4,000 to 6,000 visitors in those 4 days. And so we are doing this since 2003. And people can show their creative works, and people can, their musicians who are playing concerts, their workshops and stuff like this. We have a space of 1,000 square meters where we're doing this festival. And over the last years, many people from all around the world came to show their stuff and their ideas at this festival. And so we had the idea to connect more direct with those people who came from different cities. We installed something which is called the UAMO City Tour, which works like this. There are people in this year, for example, there are people in San Francisco, in the USA, in Accra, in Ghana, in Berlin, in Belgium, all around the world. And they're making an event at their location. And the results of this event, it could be an artwork or it could be an installation or something, are coming to Munich. So here's a short text about UAMO. You can read this later also, I think. And we had several cities which were participating in the city tour. So several locations, Antino, so Rio de Janeiro, Los Angeles, London, Amsterdam, blah, blah, blah. And they all did something in their location. So there's a real space where real people are doing something in the location. And we also have a theme for this whole city tour each year. This year's theme is pretty ugly, you know. Things can be pretty, things can be ugly. So the people in San Francisco next month, Diogo in Berkeley, he's living there. He's doing something with people in San Francisco concerning the theme pretty ugly. Then the guy in Ghana, in Accra, will do something with people from Accra concerning the theme pretty ugly. The guy in Berlin will do it also. And then in October 2014, all the staff from the cities will come to Munich to this festival to be exhibited. There will be workshops, live concerts, and many, many other things. So at the moment we have, in the city tour, we have, 7 cities participating. So it's, Zurich in Switzerland. That's a guy, in Doc 18. It's Accra in Ghana, San Francisco, Linz, Florence, Berlin, and Leuven in Belgium. So now you're asking yourself, what does this guy want now? I mean, there are cities. There are locations, there are people doing something in their locations. And the idea is, because the people are coming from those cities also to the UAMO events in October, but normally they're living in their own city. They're living in San Francisco, they're living in Berlin, they're living somewhere. And the idea is to make a kind of online game where you can create virtual territories for the cities. For example, it's just a rough idea now, and I really would be pleased to make a kind of brainstorming with you, also with people who are interested, to think about how can people create virtual territories for the city participating in a game, you know? And then the people can play for a city, for example. For example, if I go online, I want to play for San Francisco now, and I can create the territory for San Francisco. It's an idea. And the next time another person logs in and says, or goes online and says, I want to create a territory for Berlin, or I want to change the territory for Berlin. And so in this game, the territories for the real locations, for the real cities who are participating and who are really existent with real people living there, get their virtual layer in a way. And I'm very open for ideas how this territory can be built. For example, I just have some rough ideas that you can take pretty photos from the web and map them on shapes and build the territory, and take ugly things and map them on shapes, and like this you create territories for the cities. But if you have another idea, I'm open also for another idea. It's just, the process which you described is very good working. I think that at the end, some people are sitting together thinking about their cities, real cities where people are doing something, and how can we create a virtual layer. And the thing is, which could be interesting for you, is that we spread this game online on the UAMO website. And the communities in each of the cities, so communities in San Francisco, in Berkeley, in Berlin, in Linz, in Accra, in Zurich, they will know from this game. They will see the game. They will play the game also. So the game will not only be on some local computer. It will be online, and there will be a lot of different people using it. And the other thing is that during the festival in October, where there are coming those visitors, we have around 1,000 square meters space to exhibit, and there will be a quite I will give you a good space for displaying the game also during the festival. And so the game will be played online and create territories for the cities. I'm very open for ideas how to do this. The game will be played by different communities worldwide in the different cities, and the game will be presented at the festival in October. And there also we can think about how to present the game. I mean, the easiest idea would be just project it, the people can play it on the festival. We can think about also that, I don't know, if the San Francisco territory is bigger than the Berlin one, something happens in the room. Can think about everything, you know. It's just the idea to connect the cities in a virtual way also, and to connect those communities which are really existing. So and the people from the different places, for example in Zurich, they are also doing a lot with game stuff there. In Linz also, I mean, they're nice people, let's say like this. I don't know. They are open, and they are good working also. And this was a just short introduction of what we want to do. I would be very pleased if somebody is interested in doing this. I'm open for ideas how to create the territories, how to create this game, how to integrate the communities, and also how to show it on the festival. Here's our website, uamo.info. You can get an impression of what we did until now on the website also. If you have questions, just ask. If you think it's bullshit, just tell. Yeah.
called social gaming, and the So,
yes, yep. This one.
All right, as professionally introduced, I'm Daniel Gühl. I'm representing the We mainly, or most of the time, work on a measurement application for the International Equestrian Federation. And in the spare time, we are a group of currently only 4 students. In the spare time, we work on our own small motion engine, and that's the part where you guys come in if you are interested, and I really hope you are. Enriches non-player characters with believable character behavior and emotional development over time. So we try if you put, for example, joy in a person and a bit after this anger, how will the person react? And as you might imagine, it's not very easy to codify from psychologists in a mathematical way. So you can't simply say it's doubt or something. So there needs to be a bit more complex way to do this. And the way I done it, and the started as a seminar paper, and I wrote my master's thesis on it, and now I've already worked like a master's thesis. And it's basically a machine learning algorithm, and we say we design an agent that has access to some basic emotions, and the agent is rewarded based on its believability. And generating the data and really finding a way to codify how this should work, and it's on a state where it's assessed as very, or quite believable. We made a prototype application that I will hopefully upload to Piazza soon-ish. And you can talk to Alice. Our main NPC, our test person is Alice, and you talk in a proper way, or in a hopefully proper way, based on your nice words or insults. And all people that used it and played with it had fun up to this point, and we try to make it better even more. So you come in and you should work. I'm going to
But if you want to do this task, as Mr. Goldstein, the last 6 weeks you would have to do it, and the wrong side. The students were able to work in a bit more creative way. Work with them. After the first 3 weeks, you should know really enough to improve the given reinforcement learning algorithms. There are some approaches to that. The most basic one is you take your generated data and put it in there and work with that. But I welcome you to be more creative than this. To bring your own personal idea to the emotion engine, and I would love to see that. After this, you should evaluate your evaluation, so you have to work in a bit scientific way. It's, I think, a good work and a good practice for you, and I will happily support you with that. So that's basically my very short introduction to this. You will find material.
Cool. Perfect. So thank you. So now I'll do this Helene Fischer style, because I'm tired of this thing on my head. Now, that's that for today, okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to upload the material in Piazza no later than tonight, right?
So you have a design choice of whether you want to apply. You can form groups and apply, right? And don't forget, please don't forget to register into online for the actual six-person groups, right? So the registration will be online this afternoon, starting this afternoon, and please do it. And all the information is on the slides of yesterday and on the slides of today. I'll put them in Piazza, register for Piazza, and then so see you next Tuesday on 12th, right? Thank you.